This is Lee Davey for Calvin Air at the World Poker Tour B-Win Merit Cyprus Classic. I'm here at the end, the beginning of the first break. I'm here with Steve Bilirakis. Steve, first of all, what are you doing over here? We don't see many stateside players over in the European events.
I travel with my friend. He comes here every tournament, Kelly Kim, and I just he's invited me to come with, and I just came along for the ride, having a good time.
And you happen to be sitting next to him?
Yes, that's true.
Got position on him as well?
Yes, yeah. He doesn't play so many hands, so that's not going to be effective.
Have you played with Kelly a lot? I know he's a friend, like, but have you tangled with him a lot at the tables?
No, not really. No. Almost never, actually. We just play... he plays different games than I do, so we never really get involved with each other.
Is this your first time in Cyprus?
Second time. Yeah.
In this venue?
Yeah, this venue. I went to the Lebanese Poker Tour last month and had a good time, so I decided to stay.
Last time I saw you play was 2 years ago, the World Series of Poker Europe. You took a bracelet, I think it was in a pot limit, Omaha event. You didn't just take a bracelet, you actually crushed it, you know? And, alright, looking at Hendermob doesn't always tell a true story, but pretty quiet since then. What's been going on in your life?
Well, I got two kids, they're both 2.5 years old, so I've just been kind of staying at home, doing less traveling, playing poker, you know, at home in Las Vegas and sometimes in Chicago. And, trying to spend as much time with them as I can, you know, traveling all year round is probably over for me for a while.
Was you an online player before Black Friday?
I was an online player before Black Friday, but I also just had my kids too. It really didn't seem like a great idea to move to Canada or Mexico or Costa Rica like a lot of my friends did, so I'm okay. I'm all right.
And how old are they?
They're 2.5 years old.
Oh, right. Yeah. So how's it like being a dad?
It's great. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, for sure. So I'm having a good time. They're not here with me right now, so can't wait to get back home, actually.
This is one of those places, there's not many on the tour, but this is one of those places where actually you can bring your family and they've got something to do while you're playing poker, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. This is one of my first times here, so I don't know that. Next time, yes, I will bring them.
Yeah. I was just speaking to a journalist while I was watching you play, and he said this place reminds him of the Wild West. How poker used to be back in the time gone by. I mean, what's your opinion of the whole smoky thing?
I don't know anything about the Wild West, but... it seems everyone's laid back. There's not really, you know, for the cash games and stuff, there's no rules. Even outside the casino, I never see a police, you know. It's just kind of everyone does what they want.
Pretty
it's like
much
wild
much
animals. Everyone here that lives here is like wild animals.
I want to ask an opinion on the smoke. People are smoking here. Atlantic City, there's a lot of talk in Atlantic City about potentially bringing it back in some casinos because they think it's been damaging their revenue streams. What's your opinion on it?
As far as business decision, I don't know, but I personally don't like it at the table. Bothers me a little bit. You know, for on a business side of things, I have no idea. I don't know how it can help or hurt a business. I don't think it's a good idea, but like in certain, you know, in the U.S., that's the way it is. In the United States, like, you're not allowed to smoke in public places a lot of times. In Europe, it's very normal, so I guess they're entitled to do whatever they want.
There's no way of segregating it, is there? They say no smoking on the tournament area, which there isn't, but like literally a few feet away, someone's smoking by the rail, and you know, how do you segregate smoke? You can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. People smoke, and it's just the way they do things. There's no way to handle it.
Are we going to be seeing you in Paris in the World Series, or are you heading back home to
I'm heading back home
job?
After this, and then you know, we're going to have to see. I don't think so. I think I'm done coming to Europe for, you know, 3-4 months out of the year like I used to. So.
Okay, Steve, always a pleasure catching up with you, and I'll let you get on with the rest of your
break. Okay, thanks for having me. Thank you.